Listen to a meeting between the HR director and the CEO of a company.
We need to recruit the new management for our Singapore office, which opens next year.
Yes. Are we recruiting only local people?
Except for the general manager, who I hope's going to come from our current staff.
Have you got anyone in mind?
Perhaps, but let's discuss that later.
Okay, so the key posts are office manager, IT manager, and customer services manager. Let's start with the office manager's job.
We need someone with excellent organisational and communication skills.
Absolutely, and because they'll also be responsible for local recruitment, they'll need some HR experience too.
Yes, I agree. What else do we want the office manager to do?
They'll be in charge of purchasing. Everything that's needed for those offices will have to go through the office manager.
So they must be good at negotiating prices and balancing the budget, a bit like an accountant. I think we'll say good with figures. We can't expect them to be qualified accountants as well.
I suppose you're right. Now, the IT manager's job.
We need someone to set up our systems, keep the website updated and deal with any system problems very quickly.
And they'll need a lot of experience.
Well, actually, I think it'd be better to recruit someone straight from university. They'll be more up to date with the new technologies and they'll have a better...
But surely they need experience working in an organisation and not just with technology. It is a managerial position after all.
I know, but what about someone who did work placements during their course?
I'm not happy about no management experience at all.
Perhaps we could put that experience is preferable but not absolutely necessary?
Perhaps, but I think it's risky.
You might be surprised by the quality of the candidates in Singapore.
Okay then, let's try it. What about the customer services manager? They must have experience and be able to speak good English and Chinese.
And hopefully other local languages. This job's vital if we want to maintain our reputation as a customer-focused company who goes the extra mile to make sure customers are happy.
I agree. So someone with 5 years relevant experience?
At least. They must have a good track record.
We should also provide training for the new management team.
Agreed.
Here in the UK or in Singapore?
Actually, I'd like them to come here for a couple of weeks to see how we run things. They'll get a better understanding of our style and ethos.
I agree. We can put that in the ad. It could be a good incentive to attract the right sort of candidate.
Let's talk about the regional manager position now. I've been thinking about Simon Novak. He's been an assistant regional manager for 2 years, and I know he's going to look for another job if he doesn't get promoted. What do you think? Is he right for the job?
Does he want to work in Singapore for a year? Does he speak any Chinese?
Well, we could give him language training. That's not a problem. I'm seeing him later today. I'll find out if he's interested in the job then.
There's no doubt he's a brilliant assistant manager, and staff feedback shows he's very popular, hardworking, fair, and good at motivating people.
Fingers crossed, then.
Great. And I'll finish the adverts.